Good afternoon and welcome to the Markets Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 12th of January. And for the day, the index closed up 48.8 points on the ASX 200, 0.66 of a percent to 7,438.9. We had a high today of 7,467.5 and a low of 7,403.7. So closing pretty much in the middle for diddle of that trading range today. A little bit of caution creeping in ahead of that US CPI number this evening, and certainly market a little bit wary about the potential for volatility going into the US session. As a result of this, we had the banks pretty much flatlining today. The big four, the big bank basket at $180.52. Nothing very exciting there. CBA was down 0.18 of a percent and ANZ was up 0.11 of a percent. The rest of them actually unchanged. Nothing exciting there, but Macquarie Group had a good fight back, up 1.6%. We saw a little bit of positivity in the insurers. Suncorp up 1.13 and QBE up 0.6 of a percent. Magellan gave back some of its recent gains today and fell down 1.9%. In healthcare, we saw CSL better, 1.9% to the good. The rest of them not doing too much. ResMed up 1.6% though, as was Fisher and Paykel up 0.5%, but Sonic down 0.9 of a percent there. Industrials relatively flattened, becalmed. We saw consumer staples like Coles down 0.8 of a percent and Woolies down 0.7, but Wesfarmers has bucked that trend, up 0.6 of a percent. But is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a lithium stock? It may well be a lithium stock at the moment, bucking that trend. In tech stocks, Afterpay, it rallied 4.8% after getting the agreement at the Bank of Spain to allow the merger, if you want to call it a merger, between Block and Afterpay to go ahead. WiseTech Global up 1.6% and Xero up 1.25% there. A couple of standouts in the telco sector today. We had Telstra up nearly 2% today, up 8 cents to $4.18. But TPG had a really good rise, up nearly 5% today on a broker upgrade to $6.14. But once again, all the action in the resource stocks, and we saw better iron ore prices in Asian trade. We saw BHP up 1.05%, Rio up 0.85%, Fortescue though copping a broker downgrade down 1.1%, but elsewhere gold miners doing well. Northern Star up 2%, Newcrest up 2.3%, and lithium, it just keeps on rolling along. Alchem up 4.2%, nickel mines also doing very well today, up 6.5%. LNIC, the stock code there, nickel at a 7-year high. So it's not just lithium, it's other materials in that battery sector doing very well. AVZ Minerals up 10.8%, and the likes of Pilbara up 1.7%, and Mineral Resources up 2.8%. Energy stocks also doing well. Santos up 3.6%, and Woodside up 4.1% today. Gold miners doing a little better as well on the back of that bullion price increase. Northern Star up 2%, Newcrest up 2.3%, and Evolution up 2.8%. In corporate news today, Liontown Resources announced an offtake agreement with LG. They rose 5.2% on the back of that. They do have an SPP closing in a couple of days' time at $1.65, the stock closing at $1.63, so slightly below that SPP price. And we had some retail, some economic numbers rather today. Job vacancies rose again, and we saw Chinese CPI coming in below estimates. 10-year yields easing to 1.85%. In the winners enclosure today, the winners are Grinners. We saw NMT Neo Metals up 13.8%. Did write that one up this morning. Had a really good run today. So did Core Lithium, up 13.7%. CXO, the stock code there. SYA, Sciona, up 12% today. AVZ Minerals, up 10.8%. Gallon Lithium also doing well, up 8.5%. GLN and BrainChip continue to push ahead, 10.19% for them. And Nickel Mines, NIC, up 6.5%. A couple of tech stocks doing better today. 360 as well, up nearly 6%. And Cetire, CTT, up 7.5%. In the losers enclosure today, in the naughty corner, was Australian Ethical, down 7.7%, AEF, the stock code there. Serco, bookings back end for many hotel companies, down 6%, SKO, the stock code there, but minuscule volume, 8,700-odd shares. Boat Longyear fell 4.8% today on 119 shares only. CEN, Contact Energy, fell 4.4% on 81,000 shares, but Firefinch, FFX, fell 4.3% on an update on what's going on with Mali, the country, not the dog. And Domino's Pizza was down 4.2% DMP today, following Domino's Pizza in the US coming out and pointing to inflationary pressures in food and raw materials for the pizza company. So that was enough to knock the stuffing out of the crust of Domino's Pizza. Positive sectors today: iron ore, lithium, nickel doing very well, 7-year high for the metal and others following. Oil and gas doing well, telcos and tech slightly better today as well. Consumer staples probably one of the weaker sectors today, with Coles and Woolies down. Coles down 0.8 and Woolies down 0.7%. Big bank basket down to 180.52. The oil tech index was up 1.7% today. Gold better at 25.21. Bitcoin slightly higher, 42,607. $42,607 US dollars a token. The Aussie dollar higher at 72.18. 10-year yields easing to 1.85. Over in Asia, promising an optimistic bullish markets there. Japan up 1.9%. Hong Kong doing well with a tech rally on valuations up 2.1%. And China up 0.4%. Currently, we have NASDAQ futures up around 10 points and Dow futures up around 15 points. Stocks on the move today include Neo Metals, NMT, the best performing stock in the large caps today, up 13.84%. That battery recycling play, something we highlighted this morning. CXO Lithium, Core Lithium, up 13.7%. BrainChip doing well, BRN 10.2%. Even Byron Energy had a good day today, up 16%. Bit of director buying there for Byron. And PAF, which is PG Capital Asian Opportunities Fund, has thrown in the towel after an increased bid from WAM. Stock was up a massive 1.35%. Pilbara Lithium still very much in focus, up 1.7%. Citigroup says it's still too early to sell. And ADN, which is Andromeda Metals, was up 13.2%. Big volume there, 14.9 million shares. EM2 also having a good day today. Eagle Mountain, that is, up 12.5% today on the back of some high-grade assays showing resource potential. And Renescor having a bit of a bounce back after a couple of volatile days, up and down days. We had a 12.8% rise for RNU today. TPG copping a broker upgrade, rising 4.96%. Nickel Mines, NIC, up 6.5%. Nickel bouncing up to that 7-year high for the commodity. And MAD, Mader Group, up 10.3%. Good rise today from them on 173,000 shares. A good rise today as well for Marley Spoon, up 12.9%. MMM, the stock code there. And we saw DMP, which is Domino's Pizza, down 4.2%. Fortescue down 1.1%. And we saw the speculative stock of the day is a stock called Blackstone, BSX, which was up 25%. We can see no reasons because there are no reasons, but lithium and speculators piling on to that one. In the news today, Liontown has signed a offtake deal with LG Energy for its lithium spodumene concentrate. The South Korean company to purchase 100,000 dry metric tons in the first year, increasing to 150,000 dry metric tons per year in subsequent years. Initial five-year contract there, starting from 2024. OpenPay, OPY, the stock code. First half year-to-date total transaction value, TTV, of $160 million, which is up 44% versus a year ago, although the CEO, Michael Edel, to step down. And Block, previously Square and soon to be Afterpay, has received approval from the Bank of Spain, where it rains mainly on the plain, regarding its acquisition of Afterpay. And Afterpay shares will be suspended from trading on the ASX from January the 19th. And CDIs, which is a Chess Depository Interest, will start trading on the ASX under the code SQ2 on January the 20th. So all Afterpay shareholders, take note of that. January the 19th is the last day of trade in Afterpay. After that, it is a CDI with a stock code of SQ2. That begins on January the 20th. Economic news today. Job vacancies increased 18.5% in 3 months to November 2021 to 396,100. That's 169,000 more than before the start of the pandemic. We won't talk about COVID today. But in Asian markets, the big news there was the Chinese producer price index rose 10.3% from a year ago, which was down from November's 12.9%, whilst the CPI increased 1.5% compared to 2.3% in November. Slumping pork prices helping to keep a lid on the CPI. And ironically, it looks like the Chinese could be cutting rates whilst the rest of the world is raising rates. Not much coming out of Europe. Tonight we have US December CPI forecasts for 7% year on year, and we have the core CPI year on year 5.4%. CPI month on month 0.4% forecast for that US CPI. So that will be the focal point tonight and could bring with it some volatility. In the UK, Boris Johnson continues to be attacked after the BYO party invite during lockdown. Should make for another interesting question time for the Prime Minister. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. If you're listening on a podcast and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board, and you can sign up for a free trial on marcustoday.com.au. Have a great evening.